From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
It's good to have you join us this afternoon. Peter McIntyre here for the next 15 minutes, bringing you the gospel through song and through the preaching of God's word. In a few minutes, we'll turn to Psalm 147. First of all, here's a piece entitled, I Will Praise Him. We're reading some verses from Psalm 147, beginning at the verse 15. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth, his word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool, he scattereth the hoar frost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels, who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word, and melteth them. He causes his wind to blow, and the waters flow. May the Lord bless the reading of His word to our hearts. There is one question I would like to leave with you. It is found in the verse 17 of the Psalm 147. Who can stand before His cold? Here in the Psalm 147, we are encouraged to consider the winter. And in particular, a question is asked which has relevance for the winter months. Who can stand before His cold? From this question, I would like you to consider three thoughts. Firstly, please think about the hand of the sovereign. The cold weather is called the Lord's cold weather. And throughout this passage, the Lord is described as the one who gives the snow. He is depicted as the one that scatters the frost upon the ground. He giveth the hail or the ice. You see, all manner of weather comes from the hand of God. This world certainly is governed by laws of nature, but we should not think that it is the laws of nature alone that determines what the weather will be. It is God, for He has made the laws of nature. And every manner of weather we receive in the world, whether it is cold weather or warm weather, whether it is rain or sunshine, all of that weather comes from God because He is the one who is in charge of His creation. From these words, who shall stand before his cold? Could you please consider the devastation of sin? Cold is a very devastating thing. It is as if the Lord is asking a question here, a question whereby He challenges men. Go on, stand before my cold. See who can withstand the cold. See who can fight against the icy hand of winter and win. Many people have tried that. Napoleon took on this challenge and sought to battle against the power of winter. His armies retreated from Moscow on October the 19th, 1812. That great company numbered 150,000 men, 50,000 horses and 600 cannon. On that retreat, they encountered something fiercer than the Cossacks. In one cold night, 100,000 men perished in the snowdrifts. Napoleon, who had proved almost invincible, could not withstand the power of winter. Who can stand before his cold, the Bible asks? No one can. Man cannot withstand physical coldness in any great extreme. But allow me to tell you of a spiritual coldness that is even more dangerous. If you are without the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour, this world to you is a cold house. It is a place of little warmth, and it is a place that offers no comfort, and it is a place that offers no encouragement. It is a cold place indeed. There was a German philosopher called Friedrich Nietzsche who formulated his famous death of God philosophy. When he talked of God being dead, he didn't actually mean that God had literally died, because he didn't believe in God to begin with. But what he meant was this: God had died in the minds of the people. He told a parable to illustrate this shift in the thinking of people in the Western world. It was simply called The Madman. I'll read it to you. Think about it. A madman appeared in the marketplace one morning, holding a lighted lantern in the bright daylight. He startled everyone by crying, "I'm looking for God, I'm looking for God." The people made fun of him, saying, "Do you think God is lost? Is he hiding?" The madman leaped among the people, his eyes wide with alarm, crying, "Where is God? I'll tell you where he is. We have killed him, you and I. All of us are his murderers. We have cut ourselves off from God as though we had unchained the earth from the sun, and we are wobbling out of control, plunging backward, sideward, forward, in all directions. We're becoming cold, dark, and empty. Don't you feel it? How shall we, the murderers of all murderers, comfort ourselves?" Here was an atheist who was describing what the world would be like when it no longer believed in God. And he said it would be a world of sadness, a world where people would feel themselves cold, dark, and empty because they had deprived themselves of the comfort of knowing that there is a God. The philosopher hoped, however, that after this initial phase of sadness, that mankind would rise above this, become self-confident. And he hoped that a new Superman would arise to lead the human race to even greater heights. Sadly, he became the madman of his own parable. Friedrich Nietzsche died in an asylum. It seems that he could not live with his own godless philosophy. The Superman he predicted and hoped for did arise. His most famous disciple was Adolf Hitler, who put Nietzsche's philosophies into practice with terrible consequences. Nietzsche proved, and his philosophy proved, that without God, the world is a cold place. You may accept today there is a God. You may believe in creation. You may believe in the Bible. But if you haven't accepted the Lord as your Savior and committed yourself to Him, your life is every bit as cold as the atheist, because you haven't trusted the Lord as your Savior. What does this life offer the person who runs away from God? It offers nothing. Thirdly, I would like to tell you about something else from this question: who shall stand before his cold? It is the grace of salvation. The coldness speaks of death. Warmth speaks of life. And in this psalm, we are told that God sendeth out his word and melteth them. He melteth the ice. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. You see, after winter comes spring, and after spring comes summer, because the winter does not last forever. The cold is only temporary. And if this world was nothing but winter time, it would be a dreary place indeed. But we're glad that the thaw does come. The snow falls and then it melts away. Warmer weather will arrive. When we think of warmth, we think of home. There's nothing so comforting on a cold winter's night than to be at home in the heat of our own familiar surroundings. And the Lord today is calling the sinner who's suffering the coldness of this world to come in and receive the warmth that he offers. What is the warmth that the Lord offers? He offers the warmth of eternal life. He offers the warmth of having your sins forgiven. He offers the warmth of enjoying his presence. He offers you the warmth of his home, because he says that when a person is his, that person will become his child. For as many as received him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. The Lord's calling the sinner into his home. There's no greater warmth than that. The hope that one day you will be in heaven, in that place that he has prepared for us. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. What could be warmer than that? The Lord's offering you all this today, and all you have to do is accept the gift. In December 1910, a young couple in Czechoslovakia had just buried three children as a result of a terrible illness known as diphtheria, which swept through their village. They had an X marked in the door of their house. For the husband of that home, the young father, who had buried his three children, he too was suffering, and he too was about to die. And then an old lady came to the door, wrapped in a shawl. When the bereaved mother opened the door, she told the lady to go away. You're not allowed here. There's a plague here. But the old lady simply reached out paraffin. And she said, take this clear liquid, swab out your husband's throat, cause him to drink a little of it. It'll bring the deadly mucus up. It's the only chance he's got. The grieving mother and fearful wife did what she was told. And before long, the fever broke. The mucus came up, and her husband's life was saved. And over 10 years later, they set sail for America to make a new life with a family of eight. You see, they received the gift of life in the midst of the coldness and the harshness of this world. And the Lord's offering you a greater gift. He's offering you his Son. He's offering you salvation that is free. And all you have to do is come and say, Lord Jesus, be my Savior. I confess that I am a sinner. Will you not do this today? Who can stand before his cold? None of us can face life without God. But with the Lord, you can have a life that's bright, that's new, that's warm, that's beautiful. Would you not embrace this new life today? I pray that you will. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.